McLean was picking through the charred debris of what's left of her barn last week, looking for anything that can be salvaged after the fire destroyed the structure on April 20th.
Like I said, my laptop computer was in there, and that's what we got left.
The fire eliminated her main livelihood, 500 laying hens, and many ducks, geese, and turkeys that she also kept in the 16 by 32 foot two-story structure. It also destroyed bags of feed, hardware, and pretty much every tool she has, except a thing or two like the steel head of a sledgehammer that she fished out of the ashes.
This, I think, well, that was a nice and heavy one. I think that will be able to be salvaged.
The 8-pound mallet.
Exactly.
McLean built the barn with her own money. She's been raising chickens for about 8 years now and has operated the Triple McLean Farms just outside of Delta for about 12 years, with the help mainly of her two sons, 8-year-old Cody and 13-year-old Morgan. She's a woman of slight stature, 37 years of age, and she's obviously a tough and dedicated farmer who's determined to stay in business. But the barn wasn't insured, and she must build a new one. So she's asking for help in the form of donations, cash, tools, feed, all the stuff needed to run a farm.
I hate asking for help. I don't do it, you know, but this is how I raise my kids, and I have to, you know. It's kind of a catch-22 because I've got to rebuild in order to make the money to support my family, but I don't have the money to rebuild and do it.
Those grunts you may have heard in the background were from the large black hogs that she's also raising that were not in the barn when it burned. McLean is raising the hogs organically, like the free-ranging hens lost in the fire. Despite the setback, though, she says she can't stop to complain or recoup because she's got to keep working, especially now, the busiest time of year for a farmer.
There's always so much work to do, you know. We got to, especially with this late spring, you know, get to planting our crops and to get into, you know, getting the birds growing. And now we have more work to do to try to salvage and rebuild. Yeah. So, yeah, and we will. We're still in business, you know. I want people to know we still are in business.
Denali State Bank has set up an account for the Triple McLean Farms, and there's an online fundraising site for electronic donations. We'll have that and McLean's contact information posted with the story on our website, kuac.org, later today. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.